So today kicks off Motor City Comic Con. I wanted to tell you guys just quickly about yesterday. So yesterday, Michael Myers, James Jude Courtney, came to Fox 2. We had him on television to promote what Canterbury Village did last night, trying to set that record for the most Michael Myers. I met so many of our listeners last night that said they really, it was really our video that got shared so many times of us talking about the event. That they said, hey, let's go buy some masks, let's go to Party City, and let's go be part of history.
I was hoping that would happen. Yesterday, that was my social media post. I put that up there and didn't get, I don't think anyone made any comments, but it got shares, which I thought was better. I mean, that was the objective. It was like, we don't really need to talk about this, but, you know, if you could pass it on to someone you think that might be interested.
Well, let me, you know what I'll do? I'll send... while we're talking here, let me just send, I'll send you and Chelsea. I did take, I took a still photo last night that I thought, I mean, it looks pretty, you guys can judge here, but I just sent that to you.
It's pretty jam-packed?
It's pretty jam-packed for sure. I mean, there was a lot. Here's the problem. It was pouring rain. And so at 6 o'clock, it was like literally downpouring.
Oh,
the sky opened
and
it was a downpour.
You got screwed the week before as well.
Oh, constantly with rain.
You're right. Right at that exact moment, because everything was fine leading up to.
Yeah.
And then what, 20 minutes, half hour later, everything was fine again. It was right in that window.
So, you know, we didn't know if that was, if that, that slowed people down. I don't know. But it, a lot of people showed up. It was great.
Whoa, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. Do you see that? You get that, Allison? Did you see
that
on your phone?
Oh, wow.
Right? I mean, that's a lot. We'll post that picture right now. We'll post it this morning.
So you must have made your record.
I think so. I don't know. They said it was close to 300, and I think we had to be over 250. So
what they probably knew the exact amount there, but they need to go to the official place to measure it. Right.
Right.
Okay.
So we'll figure it out. But it was a lot of fun. James Jude Courtney was really blown away by it. By the way, yesterday, just for our Jay Towers in the Morning podcast channel, when we got done with the television segment, it was close to 9 o'clock. And, you know, we were doing our 60 minutes of nonstop music. And I said to James, hey, let me just sneak into the studio here a minute. I'd like to just have a little more of a long form conversation with you, just to talk to you, because it was going to be probably the only shot I had to really just talk to him about the movie. So I put that up as a podcast yesterday. But listen to the intensity of, you know, this guy takes it. When he plays Michael Myers, it's a scary killer. Listen to how he answered this question. I thought it was pretty good. Let me ask you, because Michael Myers is an intense character in film. I mean, he really is terrifying and expressionless and someone to fear. And I wonder how you stay in that place or what it's like with fellow cast members in between scenes.
With this character, while I'm playing it, I just stay distant from everybody.
Okay.
I stand off to the side, because once I breathe that character into me, unless David calls me over to the monitor and we have something to talk about, or, you know, if the camera operator, Paul, or somebody, or Michael Simmons needs something for camera, we'll have a brief conversation. But basically, I'm staying in character while I have that mask on, or while I'm, even with the mask off, because we have scenes, of course, with me not wearing the mask.
Yeah.
I will stay in character, and then when I hear check the gate, which means we're going to move on to a new setup, I'll take a deep breath and I release the character out with my breath. So I breathe it in when I start and I breathe it out when I end.
God, you're intense. You're an intense guy.
My mom accused me of that.
You are. Right? I mean, really, I mean, he's
that's cool to hear his process.
The process.
You know what I mean?
That's that method acting, right?
Yeah, when
he
when
kind
he,
of.
Yeah. I mean, he's not taking the mask off and laughing it up.
Well, and he doesn't take it to the full extreme, like, who's the guy that always wins the Academy Award every time?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis. Where you have to call him Lincoln. Yeah, you have to call him Lincoln.
Yeah.
And, right.
That's right. What was the guy from that, Michael, was it Michael? Who was the guy that, I can't remember. Crap. He thought he was the president all the time from that show.
From the West Wing?
Yeah.
Oh, Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen thought he was the president. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was like, he played that role forever.
That's right.
So I did that. And then I went home and I was like, all right, I got the thing tonight. And then they said, well, we have Joey Fatone for you. Meatloaf couldn't do it. So they said, Joey Fatone. So I talked to him at 4:30 on Zoom yesterday for a TV interview that's airing today. And Joey Fatone from NSYNC, and he was great too. Talk about that, because you're meeting fans that sometimes are bringing their kids now.
Yeah, well, what's amazing about it is it's so diverse, meaning like people come up to me for all the like just different things. You know, the mothers would come up and go, like, you know, I remember from NSYNC. Some people will bring their grandparents and they'll be there and they're like, oh, I love you from Dance with the Stars.
Right.
The young kids will, some of the tweens and the teens are like, oh my God, Practical Jokers. And, you know, I love you, Practical Jokers. You guys, you're funny in the show that you host for them.
So he's going to be at Motor City Comic Con this week.
Remember that one time when you said bye, bye, bye? That was cool.
I did not.
Please tell me that that happened.
I'm consciously, you should hear me consciously do interviews now. Okay, now
no, don't.
I'm finally
don't get
point,
in your own
I'm
head.
I'm finally at a point in my life where I thought I was comfortable doing interviews, and now as I do them, I hear you two.
No, did you see that tweet we got from someone, though? It was so nice.
Basically saying, like, you are the best interviewer. You made watching, I don't know what the interview was, but they were saying, like, you made this so fun to watch because you can see that you are truly a fan.
Oh, that's nice.
Just like everyone else.
Yeah, it was you're authentic and sincere.
Look at that. All right.
Yeah.
Good. All right, well, very good. We'll see how things go tomorrow because, you know, you guys will be joining me and the big meet and greet. So it's going to be a fun weekend here in Detroit with 100.3 WNSC.